Shalom Aleichem, everybody. After Birkas Kohanim, after the Kohanim bless the people, it's time to bring two more korbanos. These, however, are not animal korbanos. These are menachos, grain korbanos. In FMM number 10, we learned about the second lottery that takes place every morning in the Beis HaMikdash. And in that lottery, 13 different jobs were determined. And two of those jobs were which Kohen would bring the fine flour korban that is brought with the korban tamid, and which kohen would take the chavitin, the special korban mincha of the kohen gadol, that's brought every day in the morning and in the evening. So these are the two korbanos mincha that are brought now after Birkas Kohanim is over. The Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, tells us in Hilchos Tmidin Musafin Perek Vav Halacha Hey that the first Korban Mincha that is brought is what we call a Minchas Nesachim. A Mincha is any grain Korban, and Nesachim means anything that is brought with another Korban. So Minchas Nesachim means that this is a grain Korban that accompanies the Korban Tamid. And at this point in the morning's Avoda, the Kohen chosen in the second lottery to bring the Minchas Nesachim does exactly that. Fine wheat flour, known as soles, is mixed with oil and salt, and it's brought up to the outer Mizbeach and completely burned on the outer Mizbeach. No one eats any part of this korban. It's burnt completely. This is not necessarily the case with every Korban Mincha, but that is what happens every morning with the Minchas Nesachim brought with the Korban Tamid. And after that Korban Mincha is brought, the second Korban Mincha of the day is brought. This is the Chavitin, the special Korban Mincha of the Kohen Gadol that's brought every day in the morning and in the evening. This Korban is made of special flour, again, soles, and water, oil, salt, and levona, frankincense. There's a lot of details to this korban, but basically it's boiled and it's baked and it's fried, and then half of it is brought to the outer mizbeach and burned there. The other half will be burned in the afternoon. And before we go further, I would add parenthetically that this second Korban Mincha, the Minchas Chavitin, is not only brought by the Kohen Gadol every day, it's also the same Korban, basically, that is brought by a Kohen on the first day of his service. Every Kohen brings this Korban once in his life, the very first time he does the Avodah. That Korban is called a Minchas Chinuch, but it's basically the same Korban that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day, and that begs the question, why is the Kohen Gadol's daily Korban exactly the same as a rookie Kohen? Why must the Kohen Gadol's daily Korban be identical to that of a brand new Kohen? And this question is asked by Rav Moshe Feinstein, who died in 1986, in his Sefer on the Chumash Drash Moshe in Parshas Tzav, and Rav Moshe says, first of all, that the Kohen Gadol must, on a daily basis, appreciate the incredible gift and responsibility that Hashem gave him. Unlike many elected and unelected officials and other leaders that we've seen over the ages, the Kohen Gadol cannot take his leadership for granted even for one day. He can't take the position and gift that he has received for granted even one day. Every day, he has to view his job as if he received it that day. On a certain level, the Kohen Gadol has to look at himself like a brand new 20-year-old Kohen who has never served in the Beis HaMikdash. And that kind of attitude will ensure that his avoda and his appreciation for that avoda will never become stale. And Rav Moshe says that there's a second attitude that will be instilled by the identical korbanos. Not only must the Kohen Gadol not take his position for granted, but he must also feel that he earns that job every single day. He has his job today because he deserves it today. And he has the job tomorrow because he deserves it tomorrow. And that is true every single day. And he must work day in and day out to be worthy of such a job. Every day he brings a korban as if it's his first day on the job. And that's the message and a message that he must internalize every single day. And Rav Moshe concludes by saying that these are messages and these are attitudes that every person should have, not just the Kohen Gadol. Hashem gives us great gifts and great responsibilities, and we, like the Kohen Gadol, must never get used to them, so to speak. We have to look at them each and every day as if we just got them. And not only that, but we must try our best to deserve those gifts as well. We cannot, God forbid, take them for granted. So those are the Korbanos Mincha that are brought in the morning, every single morning. Next time, we will continue with the daily Avoda, God willing. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Amir Tz Hashem, I'll see you next time at the Mikdash.